So, hi.
Hello.
What are your names?
I'm Chelsea Charles.
Leonard Charles.
Hello. Hi, Leonard. Hi, Chelsea. I'm Ernesto. Nice to meet you. How long have you lived in Oakland?
All my life, actually, except for when I went away to school. So I'm 53 right now, so I've been here for 53 years.
Wow.
And I've been close to 30 or more.
Well, you've been here since you were, two? Well, you were in L.A.
I was in L.A. for a while, so we sent in Oakland. So I'm going to say about 30 years, 35 years.
So what part of Oakland have you lived in?
I've lived in North Oakland and East Oakland and Montclair.
Wow.
I live basically in what they call Dag Hammarskjöld or Brookfield on the other side, nearest the airport. That's where my parents' home still is.
And so how would you describe yourself? And who are you?
We are Oakland. Well, I definitely would say, how would you say, Oaklandite?
Yeah,
I am born and raised in Oakland, where we've probably experienced a whole lot of different cultures. This is probably one of the best locations to experience that. Definitely for Oakland, best location.
Say the question again.
How do you see yourself? Who are you?
Who am I? Gosh, you know what? I'm a person in Oakland who gives a lot back to Oakland. I enjoy community service a lot in Oakland. I choreograph cotillions in Oakland. I like to I pass out bags to the people on the street, giving them food. I do a lot of just different community service. I'm involved in a lot of different organizations that give back to Oakland. So if I describe myself, I'm a person who likes to give to Oakland.
So how did you arrive here?
My father migrated here from Houston, Texas, and that's how I came to Oakland.
My parents came from Louisiana, and they came here back actually in the 40s. My father came initially by himself, and then he sent for my mother at the time and got a job, and they've been here ever since.
Oh, and so what do you do in Oakland?
Right now, I run a business not too far from here. It's called One Stop. It's on the corner there. It's a convenience store. We sell groceries, beer, wine, spirits, lottery. We used to be a wire service where people used to wire money for a long time. And it was actually initiated and started by my father and three other people.
Wow, that's fantastic. What does gentrification mean to you? I know that that's been talked about a lot these days, and particularly in West Oakland, but it's starting in Oakland as well.
Well, that's, in my opinion, it's when they kind of take over with their, I think it's the financial aspect is what they're looking for, and trying to get people who are working in certain fields, particularly, because those tend to be the only fields that can actually afford when they're raising prices and whatnot on homes, what have you. And it's a reshuffling of the population. To say that, I do know of people who have lost their homes near my parents, and they took them away. And in my opinion, I heard the other lady talking about they should have had the first right to go back and take the homes, because they built homes right almost in the exact location of the homes that they took. Homes, not apartments, not multi-unit complexes, homes. Those people should have had the first right to get those properties back. And I know some other people who had homes near the BART. They had over five in their family, and they were renting them out to low-income people. The city of Oakland and whatnot and BART took it from them, and they have multi-units over there. They went to court and tried to fight that. They were saying, well, we're doing what you're trying to do, which is we're renting to low-income people. We have not gone up on the rent or what have you, but you want to take all of our property. They took their property. They end up taking their property, and now I don't know what's going on. I know there's complexes over there at this point in time. But if that was the case, they could have included them in the progress or project. That's my whole point. If you're going to try to take somebody's property, you need to try to include them in the project. If they're capable of being included, don't eliminate them.
I completely agree. What about you, Chelsea?
Well, I just think it's a way of weeding out. If you have nothing, they don't want you to ever have anything. It's all about people with money. And if you're poor or and struggling, you don't count. That's how I view it. You don't count, and no one really cares. They talk about caring, but they don't really care because they keep doing it constantly, and until they get what they want. And I think they figure also this is a way of cleaning up Oakland, in particular East Oakland. If we can get rid of what they consider the bad element and move them out and replace them to what they think is better, that's easier than trying to fix the problems that are here in East Oakland.
So you say there are problems in East Oakland. How has Oakland impacted your life?
Well, I can say impact in my life, I look at it and some part of sadness. I think it impacted the younger generation more. Because actually when I grew up, I was able to go to house parties and not be concerned about getting shot. I was able to hang out at Taco Bell till 3 and 4 o'clock in the morning. No one was getting shot. Everybody was dancing, entertaining themselves and whatnot. And it wasn't the violence that we see today. I think part of it is because there aren't any outlets. I mean, the kids are so high-strung and have a lot of energy. They're smarter, they're exposed to more, and they have no outlets of freedom to do anything. They can't play sports without being able to pay to be in a sports team. Their family has to pay for it. They can't go anywhere and just be in something for free. So they have a lot of energy, a lot of buildup, and it's no escape of that. And then when they blow up, so to speak, they do it all over the place.
I mean, that's so true. It is very sad. We have three children, and I drive and take them to the car. I drive them everywhere because there's nothing in Oakland. And if I could spend the same amount of money to go outside to find things for them to do, how come Oakland can't build things here, you know? You have the jump-in place. What's that called?
Jumping over in Pleasanton.
You go in Pleasanton, you jump on the trampolines up and down, you know? That could be here in Oakland, you know, something for the kids to do. There's just nothing to do for any age here, and that's the problem. And I personally, it's sad that my oldest is 23. And to be 23 years old, he knows more about things to do for fun outside of Oakland at 23 because I couldn't find anything in Oakland for him to do that was of even quality, which is sad to say that you would want him to really be a part of because everybody tears it up. You know, or they don't want to put the effort into it. They, you know, what happened to bowling in Oakland? You got to go all you,
skating. There's no skating.
Just regular skating. Something to do in a group. Used to have little clubs that you could go to for teenagers. They could go and dance. I remember the New Age that used to be downtown on Broadway, and it stayed packed every weekend. And it was for high school kids, and it was fun. It was a place to go. There isn't anything. So for me, that's sad about Oakland, that's missing. But on the good parts of Oakland, there are really a lot of loving and caring people in Oakland who really want to do things. Mm-hmm. But some of people don't have the organizational skills maybe in which to do it, or no one wants to really listen to them because we want it down here where it's needed.
Yeah, so what else do you like about your community?
I like that it's multifaceted and have a lot of different cultures in it.
I love that. I love all
that's,
cultures.
That's the one thing that no other city really has. I mean, to find, you can go 2-3 blocks and you can find Vietnamese, Chinese, Japanese, every culture you can run into. And that, I think, is...
It's representative of the world to me.
Yeah, and I think that's the good thing about Oakland. And if they change it, it's bad. If, you know, I mean...
We got married on Cinco de Mayo. We don't have to ever find a place for a party. We just go right on down.
Santa, yeah, tomorrow. Día de los Muertos.
Día de Dead.
We just have a good time. But that is one of the things that I like, is just that my children are able to communicate with all different cultures, because you're not going to get that when you leave. My daughter's away at college, and it's sad. She says, Mom, it's very different. It's very different here. So
what do you hope for your future?
Oh, our future.
To not be so financially stressed. Mainly, I want my kids to be successful. It's the main thing that I really want them to be comfortable, to not have to work as hard as we are, for them to get them to a level where they can kind of breathe a little. So that's really kind of what I look at in terms of my future. Is really, I look at it in terms of my children and my family just being healthy and comfortable and not stressed on money all the time. I feel like we work every day for money, you know, and not enough for ourselves.
Yes.
Our kids have done more than we probably ever will.
Yeah, we keep them, you know, trying to keep them busy.
Because we're trying to keep them so occupied that they don't have time to really socialize and get involved in the wrong negative atmosphere. So we spend all our resources trying to find positive things to put them in, to keep them focused. And so I can't wait to get to the point where they're able to pull it all off on their own and we can kind of relax and find each other again instead of
just always working. Do you see yourselves living in Oakland in the next 10 to 20 years?
I plan on it, yes.
Yeah,
At this point in time, it's in the plan to stay here.
Yeah.
And I think it'd be crazy if you own a home here. I think it'd be crazy if you sold it. You're not going
to
be able to come back. Once you leave, you're not going to be able to come back.
Especially if you plan to leave California.
Yeah, yes. So if you own it, keep it. Don't let anybody talk you out of your property.
Yes.
Keep your property. And people walk around door to door. Do you want your property? And they're offering you all this money.
Mm-hmm.
And when people are offering you money for something, something's coming. So that tells you should keep what you have.
Yes.
Yeah. That's good advice.
Yes.
Were you able to bring a photo with you?
I told her that I would email it to her. She gave me an email.
Well, that photo is meant to signify, you know, what Oakland means to you. And I want to know, what does Oakland mean to you?
Well, you know what? My husband hasn't said this, but I will say this. His family has owned this store that's been in this neighborhood for how long?
Since 1971.
Since 1971. And it's the only two black liquor stores that are left in all of Oakland. And it's the only store where people can really come in and feel, he's had employees that he's helped pay their PG&E bills when they're short, you know. Customers come in and say, hey, you know, Leonard, I'm short for this, you know, can I bring you back this later? And we'll let you go, just bring the grocery money back, because no one wants to starve, you know. He has done an awful lot for the people within in that neighborhood, and he may not speak on it, but... But he does, and they know him well for it, for his giving.
I consider One Stop to be a real asset to
this
community.
Oh, you know One Stop?
I do. You know, it's one of the liquor stores that offers grocery stores, and we don't have that many grocery stores in East Oakland.
Well, we're really trying. Thanks to Hope Collaborative, they have really come in and tried to help us really change that over, you know. And we have a bike in the store that's hanging up for Christmas. And so if you buy $10 worth of groceries, you can get a lottery ticket for the bicycle.
We'll put you in the drawing to try to win the bike, but you have to buy groceries.
You have to buy groceries, though, so that's the deal. So the bike is hanging up at the store, and everybody's looking at the bike. You know, they all want the bike. So
that's what they want.
To try to push the sale of groceries.
To get them more in tune. Hey, just not beer, wine, lottery, and tobacco. Got some groceries there.
Yeah. So come and look and see, you know, look at the grocery list, and then we win the bike.
Thank you so much for participating today.
Thank you.
I've had a lovely time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.